Okay, call our meeting to order.
All right, so what we have, the first one is the Corps of Engineers contract, the contract that Bob had reviewed. We've revised page 6. So I move that we accept the Department of Army's Corps of Engineers agreement dated December 2nd with revised page 6.
Do you have that first look at?
I have page 6 for you to look at.
Okay. Is that the one that had the
clean up in the area that we...
Well, we told them never mind, remember?
Oh, that's right.
We ultimately told them never mind. Yeah. So it had some revisions there, but that was it. Bob happened to walk out with pages 1 through 5, though.
But that's the signature page here.
Yeah, that's the signature page. We don't have a timeline so much to send it in, but we needed to post it, if you remember, just to get the vote on it.
And so, it says site-specific conditions is what we've changed.
Right.
They've changed.
Right.
By our request. But does the front pages, when we talked about this Monday, do they specify what roads?
No.
They don't, right?
No.
So this is just wide open for whatever.
Yeah, that's what it says on there. But they get,
that's all right.
They can't enforce it, and we don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
But we have an agreement.
Well, you know, as I talking, at one point they talked about just doing that. It seemed like way back, that just giving us free rein. And
on 18 different, it says actually 17, we had discussion on the one, and then...
But they're talking about basically everywhere.
Yeah.
Wherever we want to.
Wherever the old existing roads go into the lake, yeah.
Okay.
And actually, that's a 50-foot road easement with a 100-foot cul-de-sacs at the bottom is the way we did these others.
Which is the right way to do it?
Well, 120-foot, actually.
I mean, all it says is improve several existing roads on Bull Shoals Lake, so.
Yeah.
Just a little uncomfortable without having these the front pages, but...
Well, nothing changed on it.
Nothing was changed. Huh. Okay.
Anybody second me?
I'll second.
Yeah.
Questions, comments? Warren Frank? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Okay.
We just approved working on core contract.
There's no core meeting here today?
No.
Okay. That's
what?
That's what my calendar said.
No, it was just a core agreement.
We had a vote that we couldn't take the other day because we didn't have it posted. So they posted it this morning.
We were working on a core meeting, but they haven't confirmed a time to come visit us yet.
Okay.
And you have give word to come over to lunch at 11:30, okay.
Yes.
And you're there too.
Thank you. In regards to the core, last time we met, you asked me to talk to John Heiser.
About
KDOT.
KDOT, right?
That's right.
I left a message with him and a gentleman by the name of Brian Brennan or something to that effect called me. He said that yes, the...
He barely had. Okay. Okay, we got it. Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Mr.
Frank.
Brian Brenner? Possibly?
Is that the way they say it over there? As a kid? Is that what they said?
In Germany, they say Frank. Brian Brenner called me back. He said, yes, it's been approved, but the filling of the low spot is only part of this large grant they put in for, and the large grant was to redo all the roads from the core take line all the way down the big parking lot and all of that. So he said he put some language in there to include the fill as part of the project, and he's trying to convince them that there's no need to pave that large parking lot, that it's basically just a boat ramp. And so he's said he's working for us, with us, and there probably need to be some type of partnership involved for us to make
I think it'd be an intergovernmental agreement, but if they will let us do it, we don't have to pay prevailing wage on the thing, and we can get twice as much done there.
They may, I mean, for the money, they might be able to get the parking lot paved too.
I asked him that, and he says he thinks because it's a federal grant that it's so stringent that it would have to be done a certain way with prevailing wage and things like that. But he said he would definitely check into the fact of whether we can do it or not.
Just stay on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
One thing that you might reply to him if we talk to him, and you're the contact person. If they contracted it out and it went to a contractor that had a family business, it wouldn't be a prevailing wage situation anyway.
Right. Okay. Good point.
So.
What's next on the agenda?
Yeah, it is. I don't like it.
That's right. Let me pull up what's next on the agenda.
White River Emergency Communications Project.
And what time? When is HPRP?
8:20.
Okay, well then we'll go to just general discussion here until Ron gets back here, and that is the stair treads. I'm fine with what she's looking at. We could ask Renee to come in with specifics to see which treads she's replacing. Is she replacing them all?
I'm not. Yeah, we need to talk to her because originally, I had by your all's blessing asked her to look into it.
Oh, absolutely.
And I thought we'd approve to buy the material and put it down ourselves, but I think she found something. She thinks it's better.
Okay.
Because I believe it said installed.
No.
Okay. Well,
email.
I slipped there the other day, and she was actually coming down through there, and I told her, I said, they're on this first step as you start up. I said, something's either there's either the wax buildup or something right there on that, and it's slipped.
Right.
And so I think that got her looking at it. Right. And then I didn't know she had brought that to you, but.
Yeah, well, she sent us an email. She sent us an email just saying what do you want us to do because we had kind of gave her instruction to go get some prices.
Yeah.
So, let me give you an update of downstairs in the wellness center. They are the showers are installed. Our crew is finishing sheetrocking the changing rooms part of that part of it, and then and once that's done, our maintenance crew or Charlie's crew, one of the two, is going to paint the walls just one standard color down there. Just to kind of clean it up a little bit, and then our maintenance crew will clean the floors, and then we'll be ready for the next phase, the next step, which would be equipment, exercise equipment, or just at least have a conversation with about exercise equipment. The one room, the big room that we built, which was for the women to be able to do, or the guys to do aerobics or whatever, they have found a... inexpensive locking rubber floor that can be removable in there for $800. Oh, no, excuse me. It's $800, but it's pretty thin, so we're going to do it two thicknesses in that room so that they won't be pounding their backs when they're jumping around in there. My question for you guys is that, I mean, Linda's already priced it, Nikki's already found it, Nikki and Linda priced it. What's really the next step down there? What do you want us to do next?
Was that in our whatever we approved? Well, $7,000 or what did we?
No,
approve?
I'd have to look back in the notes. I think they're getting ready to be done with what the $7,000, whatever that dollar figure was.
On top of it,
yeah, this right because we didn't talk about equipment yet, and we're going to get to a certain point and stop.
What about there was conversation about mats or something for doing like Pilates
and stuff. That's the mats I'm talking about.
Okay, that's what you're talking about right now.
That's what I'm talking about. There's a 20 by 20 room that you can do Pilates, aerobics, or whatever, and it's a cushion interlocking mat is what that is.
Is that, I know nothing, as you well know, are these mats, is there somebody that does the Pilates that says this is what we need?
They're
not buying something that...
It's specifically made for this. So, I mean, we'll pick it up in a second here. Ron, I think you're up. Okay. For some reason, move forward, preparation, because. Okay. So, Ron, I got the motion. Is there nothing we need to sign then?
No, what he's proposing or what he's asking for is just permission from you to go ahead and develop the paperwork that's necessary to pursue the additional request through Congress, through Representative Blunt's office. And then he'll bring all that information back to you for your final approval before anything goes forward. He just wants the nod from the county commission to do what he's done the last 2 years.
Then we sign it.
Okay. So we're just giving him permission to come up, because he's been working on this for a while, for multiple years, right?
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. This commission has given approval the last 2 years.
Okay. For him to do this. I move that we approve Sean Barnwell to move forward the preparation and appropriation request of Representative Blunt's office for 2011.
Second.
Questions, comments?
No.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Before we lose Ron, the HPRP is.
I've got that. That's something. I've got something. I got something from Alan Cantrell. So I'm at it.
All right.
You get 10 more minutes.
Okay.
So the flooring is made for Pilates and aerobics. That's okay. What it's for. It's not a permanent floor, which is good.
Right.
So just sit it inside, and once again, if we ever change the function downstairs, if it just no one uses it or just not right, we can pull it out. And
what I was trying to say, I guess, is if we have somebody that's going to, I assume you have leaders, trainers or whatever, and they get here and, well, this isn't what I'm used to, or you know what I'm trying to say?
No, I understand. There's two things just kind of give you, in the request for equipment that's going to come down eventually, I've already heard, I haven't seen the list, but I've already heard they're going to request a TV so that they can play a specific DVD, and they would just, as a group, follow that. We also have, I guess, an employee, I don't have her name in front of me, that actually teaches some of those aerobics courses at the Rexplex now. She's an employee here. And so we can run that by her, but once again, this was specifically designed for those two things. It's probably going to be, well, it's $800, $880 for one 20 mat. The concern is it's going to be too thin and not give enough protection against the hard concrete floors.
Okay, what about, I was hanging out there and somebody, I think it was in our office, was looking at the equipment, Linda and Nikki maybe, or somebody, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And there was comment about going after used.
Right.
Both equipment. Wonder, should we hang on and see if maybe find used equipment?
Well, let me tell you what we found. Nikki's been a great trooper. She found a health club that's been open for a few years that just went out of business in Lebanon, Missouri.
There you go.
And it has a complete list on Craigslist of everything that they have. It's a complete setup for us. And it's, and if you know exercise equipment, it's a great price. The problem is it's commercial grade. It's not the home stuff. I believe the price is $18,000, but you get, it's a ton of equipment. And what I've asked Nikki to do is get me pictures and get me actual ages of every piece.
Yeah.
But it would include the treadmills, the recumbent bicycles, the steppers, some dumbbells.
That'd be a bigger space, though, than what we have.
We got the space in there. Would lay out. We'd be fine with the space. We really would.
With a 20 by 20?
Oh, that's just for the aerobics area. Everything else is got a lot more room in there.
Okay.
So they're supposed to get that information for us, but that's really, I wanted to kind of let you know that we're getting to a point where we'll be ready to add equipment to move forward. Now, just a pause and a side note, I was talking to Dixie, and we were guaranteed or given two wellness education classes from Cox Health for the whole year we haven't used. So we have scheduled them for next week here in the hearing room. One's going to be on, I think, eating, and one's going to be on exercise. And they're free classes.
Do you have any food?
Yeah, we'll have donuts. So we'll be serving donuts.
Krispy Kreme.
And if it's in the morning, maybe biscuits and gravy, Danny.
Now we're talking.
So anyway, that's something that's scheduled next week in the hearing room. So if you see something posted, that's what it is, a wellness. It's free classes that we were given, part of our, we get them every year. We just hadn't used them, and Mercy will do the same thing for us. You here for the HPRP?
Yes, I understand. Yes, 820.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll get
everything for you guys to review. I just want to let you know.
On the flooring, though, let's try the one mat, see what it,
okay.
See what it is and how it works, and then if we need to, we'll
okay.
Purchase the other one.
It'll come through accounts payable, so we don't have to vote, as long as we're good with it.
And the reason I say that, in those rooms, there'll not be any equipment sitting around, and you could put another mat down.
Correct. It's just people bouncing around.
Yeah.
I expect you to be in there.
I'll be bouncing if I'm in there.
All right, well, we don't have to vote on it yet, but we can start talking about it, okay? We have to approve monthly expenditures from Christian Associates as it relates to the HPRP grant. And what they've provided to us is a breakdown of their expenditures as it relates to how much money they were allocated for both the month of October and the month of November. So I can go through it with you or not, but they've already signed it.
We got an email on that, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, I looked at it. I was surprised that it wasn't more money.
Right now we're only showing $114,000 budgeted for the financial assistance, and then there's some, it's different categories at this point. Let me make sure you understand. For the prevention part of it, we were allocated $114,000.
Uh-huh.
For the rapid rehousing, we were budgeted $47,000.
But the actual use?
They're just dishing it out slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So they've given out $4,800 for rapid in the month
right.
of
I thought
October.
It was a low amount for the appropriated monies that they had used, and that's my only
I know that the
question or concern. I'm ready to vote on it, but I mean it's not.
I know that there's a lot of criteria that they have to go through.
Well, I guess they have to their groundwork too.
They're finally open and stuff. I move that we approve the October and November expenditure reports for the Homeless Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Grant.
Second.
Okay, humor me.
I'll be humored. Oh, that's a good way to do it, too. Our lunch is up there.
Yes, these are the same numbers.
Yes, that's how much money we were budgeted from the grant.
Okay. This says remaining.
Right. So this is November. This is October. So they spent, this is how much they spent in October. This is how much they spent year date. And this is how much is left.
Okay.
So they spent out of the
$5,000 this month and $4,800 this month.
Yep.
They spent.
Yeah. Yep.
That's where my surprise
And then they spent $2,000 in rapid rehousing versus the prevention. So that's prevention column, rapid rehousing. So they've spent,
Okay.
What's the total on that? I mean, I've seen the other on the...
They spent about $2,100 in the month of November on the rapid rehousing. It went to short-term rentals.
Joan, did you or Ron send out the email on that to us?
I think Alan did, I thought.
Did he?
I think Alan's the one who sent it to us.
I seen it, and that was the only thing I didn't understand. I thought it would be a more... progressive.
Right. Type. I just know that there's a lot of qualifications. There's just a lot of, they're very thorough. That's Christian Associates. They got to follow the grant. They do this in Stone County. I guess in Stone County, they just have a blanket approval. They don't even do a monthly month. They just approve it, period. But,
okay, are we behind? Are we supposed to do this each month?
We can do it. Alan's in charge of this.
Right.
So he doesn't get reimbursed unless it's, you know, he's the one telling us when it's time to do it.
Okay.
So I would say we're not behind. We're on
pace. We're doing 2 months at one time here. That's the reason I asked the question.
I guess it's how he wanted to do it. So.
Okay. All right. Questions, comments?
Ready to vote? Do you have a second?
Well, yeah, I did.
Yeah, Danny.
Danny seconded. Okay.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
You have a pen? You need a pen.
I got one.
Okay. The next thing
Does it require all signature?
Nope,
no, just
one. Just
yeah. All right.
Presiding commissioner. Are you going to go back upstairs, Joan?
After I finish here.
Are you getting something? Are you going to talk to us?
No, I just understood I was asked to be present for the HPRP, and then I thought Ron was going to talk with regard to the White River.
We've already taken
it. Yeah, he came in here and said, here's what we need. And so we voted on it, and that was it.
Oh, okay. Well, it was nice to
be. Hey, will you take this up to Jillian?
Yes.
Yeah, one of those has to be sent off right away.
Of the expenditure?
Yeah, I'm
That, oh, that's fine.
How are we keeping?
You know, that's why I need a copy.
I think, is this the first month that we've done, or the third month?
I'm honest. I would have to go look through my file.
Third report, but I don't think the first one had any.
We had no expenditures in the first report.
I'll get Jillian too.
Jillian or Nikki, if you're listening, would you make a copy for Mr. Finley, please? Of the HPRP monthlies for October and November.
So
put that in there and run this to Jillian. She'll make copies for Rick.
All right.
So who?
And as far as energy grants or anything, I don't need to be here.
No.
Okay, great.
So who are we? Who's the keeper of our record on HPRP? Are we in the courthouse?
Is it Rick? Linda.
Linda is. And Rick Swanton is.
A copy for her too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's... Over paperwork's not a big deal right now, so yeah.
Okay, so you're going to instruct Jillian.
Yep, just take it up there, and I'll.
And Linda.
Yep.
Okay.
Add Linda Gifford to your.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it. And make a copy of Helen Sue T. Also, we're just going to have a standard copy thing for all.
Let me see if there's anybody else in the hall that wants it. Money comes into my account. I need to know
who's pulling it. Does anybody else want a copy? That's listening. Helen Sue T is the one who requested that.
I'm going to get her for not having coffee.
Jillian!
What? Your warm life's so professionalism.
What did you just say? What? We need four copies.
We have three girls together. Yes. We got trouble.
Four copies. One to Mr. Finley.
Are you Mr. Finley?
Linda and Helen also needs copies of those. You know, thank goodness she's on medication, because otherwise, wow.
How do you know that? I mean,
well, I'm hoping. I mean, she says she is. I'm just going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
You want to start the discussion or not start the discussion?
Yeah. We're ready for energy.
Yeah. Let me just briefly talk about, well, let's wait for Linda. She has my paperwork. So. You got anything else you want to talk about, Danny?
No.
We left it with dancing and bouncing.
Dancing and bouncing. Do you know those baffle doors that you pull down like you slide the garages have and everything? It's just, I was down picking up the truck yesterday that lost the wheel, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And come to find out that lug nuts were loosened on the other wheels, too.
Really?
And I was disgusted with that whenever I found that out. I grabbed that door, and it didn't have a handle on it, and I was going to shut that door down. And thank goodness I got was high enough. It caught my fingers right there as that comes down and closes on them doors. I had forgot how it felt to have your finger smashed with a hammer.
You had some water in your eyes?
Oh, I got them out of there. I was reaching down at the bottom, you know, trying to jerk the.
Oh my goodness!
And I got it up there. That thing flew to the top, and I went running out through the yard out there. And the old boy that owned the business, he was just dying laughing. He said, "I did this. Got through doing that last week." He said, "I believe I'm gonna lose that fingernail over that one."
Somebody there laughing at you. You don't
have the grant information.
I don't.
Okay, well, let's just start with it. We'll go from there. Okay. Jumping onto the energy block grant was announced last Wednesday. And so the team that we had been working on here got together and went through the steps of what we needed to do. Multiple steps, and let me kind of walk through them best we can, and then we'll get to what we're trying to get. Barbara Bully has done this year after year, so she is the grant assistant helping us with the process. We are going, the more agencies or the more entities that a county can team up with, the better your chances statistically to getting that grant. Okay, so Debbie Redford was also on the call, and Hollister has some schools that qualify also. Originally, before the grant was announced, we were told that roofs, windows, and lighting was all going to be considered. they all can be considered. The problem is what the grant did now is put a short ROI, return on investment, which was 3 years.
Right.
So 36 months payback. Well, windows and roofs traditionally have a 10 to 15 year payback. So talking to the gentleman that we've been working with who's done energy block grants from Springfield, Rod Finkel's company, which was, you remember the name of the company? It doesn't matter. He said it's averaging 10 to 12 years, okay? So what, but lighting usually is much shorter than that. What we've also asked Debbie Redford to do today is that she's using this room to talk to all the other schools in the area to see if they've got energy request needs for lighting, roof and windows, and kind of see if there's if they can apply. We have a cap of $500,000 in requests per request. We can request as many as we want, but we can't do more than $500,000 in groups. So we're going to see all the schools to see if they have anything to participate with us on. And so, obviously, we're focusing on lighting. One of the steps that we've got to do now, then, is award the energy audit as it relates to the energy grant. Okay, so what I asked Linda to do with Barbara's help was come up with an RFQ so that we can request for qualifications any energy companies that feel like they can do what's required as it relates to the grant. Because all we're talking about is grant, not energy audits outside the grant. So what the RFQ that she's written is specific to the energy block grant that was released. Barbara Bully helped make sure it's specific because she's did it for a few other counties in the state also. So that's all I'm asking is that we send it out. Now, we do have a timeline of February. Is it February 1st? We have to have all the applications. I think it's February 1st. February 1st, the applications have to be submitted. So we need to be able to choose a professional company to do the audit and then give them adequate time to do the actual audit.
And have it done by February 1st? Is that what you're
done and all the paperwork submitted. And so there's a few specific things in there. You'll see one thing that was real specific is ASHRAE Level 2. It's ASHRAE Level 2. I don't have the acronym what it means, but you have to have the energy auditing company has to be able to certify a Level 2 in audit for the application. So whoever we choose has to have at least, like number 6 was absolutely required. So we made it real specific to the grant, and then what we have is we have a few companies that have heard that we've talked about it, so they're on the list of the RFQs. But we've asked that this returned by the 18th of December because that's all the time we've got to get this thing to meet the timelines. So all I'm proposing, or I guess my motion is to send out an RFQ for professional engineering services. For preliminary engineering design and inspection services as it relates to the energy grant.
You're requesting that?
No. I'm just requesting the qualifications be sent out.
And you're making that motion?
That's my motion.
I'm seconding it.
Okay.
Okay. Barbara, help you write this, Linda.
That's correct.
All right. And you said she had done these grants before, so this isn't a stimulus.
The amount is stimulus added.
It is.
Added. There is an energy block grant that comes out every year.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
The stimulus increased the amount of money into that pool of money.
Okay.
Now, the state of Missouri still didn't get a lot of money, I'll be honest. It wasn't as nearly as, I think it's $50 million for the whole state, or 25. It's a much smaller number we thought statewide, but it's more than it's been in years past.
Okay.
But the biggest change they did because of the stimulus is the three-year ROI. That's the biggest change. The biggest gotcha.
And so you said there's folks that have made interest in...
Uh-huh.
How do you get this out to...
I post it on the website, the paper, and then I send it out to different companies that would like to respond as well.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is how do you know what different companies those are? Although, how do you find those companies?
Well, like we found the other one. We just... You
just go on the internet and look for...
Yep, right. Energy...
I send it out to as many people as I can because then right. I also include the non-response. If they don't want to respond, right. They'll usually tell me why.
And my point was we want anybody and everybody
correct.
That can do the job
to at least
ability to apply.
Right.
Yep.
Correct.
Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Carrie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting that together.
Thank you.
All right. Well, our next thing is administrative departmental.
Is it payroll day? Approved pay, approved?
Rick, is it payroll day?
Yeah, I seen on the minutes up there said approval of payroll.
Do we need to?
Do we need to have
some paper, the paperwork?
Well, does Don come in?
I think we ought to. Oh, that's at 9 o'clock though. Oh, should we get 30 minutes? You want to recess for 30? We don't have nothing. Let's recess for 30.
Well, I'd like to, while we're still on the air, I'd like to know why two commissioners picked this day to go to the transfer station when the other commissioner was at the transfer station on a nice, warm, sunny day.
It wasn't cold
to
enough.
Do the inspection.
It wasn't cold enough.
And the other two commissioners picked this beautiful day that we have today.
Now, Commissioner Strahan, we were at that same day, we were training the transfer station drivers to be safer on the road.
And we are covering two items with our trip over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't cold enough for me.
Good fuel efficiency.
Last time I was out there, it was really cold in January, so I wanted to make sure it was cold again.
Yeah.
I take that back. I've been out there since then, for those listening. Last time we had a transfer station meeting was bitterly cold. I have recess tonight.
Okay. Well, seriously, about the transfer station, operation of site, so we're talking... The other meeting was more towards the check issue, which we've already covered. But this is about the engineering and the improvement. Is that why we're going there?
I'm relying on our road and bridge maintenance, our road and bridge guy. Sure. I have no idea why we're out there.
Okay.
Maybe we call him over for a pre-understanding.
That'd be fun.
I will talk to Frank. Have a recess?
Well, you know, seriously, maybe we ought to just ask him under administrative to come tell us
what we're meeting about.
Instead of getting out there in the cold like one commissioner keeps talking about. Let's call him. Yeah, let's get him over here.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be one. Maybe we can find a cup of coffee.